Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. We haven't spoken in a minute. It's been a little while, but we are back. Andrew, we're probably going to do at least 3 or 4 podcast episodes a week now, right?
I've got a lot to talk about, Kevin. We have 10 topics we're going to discuss about topics that have happened since we've last talked. I think it was since last April.
Sure.
But I need to talk. I need to talk about something, and I don't want to talk about baseball anymore. I don't want to talk about summer movies anymore. I want to talk about Jayhawk basketball,
okay.
Maybe a little Jayhawk football, because football's back, Kevin. I don't know if you know, KU football is back.
KU football is all the way back.
It's all the way back. It's not all the way back, but it's back. It's back. So okay. KU football, we're going to talk about. So you know what? It's the middle of July. There's nothing to do. It's too hot out. It's too hot to go outside. It's too hot to do anything. But I want you to be in your nice, cool car, your nice, cool house, and I want you to listen to us talk about your favorite topic in mind. That's KU basketball, kind of KU football.
And some KU football, because it's back.
Football's back.
Football's back. Andrew, we came up with 10 topics, right? 10 topics here. We didn't know what order to do them in, so we're going to do a randomizer. Is that right? You've got this figured out?
We have the 10 topics. I did a basically click it, and it'll tell you the next topic. So
perfect.
I'm just going to go, and we're going to dive right into this. 10 topics for your listening pleasure about your favorite topic in mind. All right. Ready?
I guess so.
First topic, LeGerald Vick returns to the Kansas basketball team after declaring for the draft in April, having his spokesperson, a.k.a. his mother on Twitter, say that he's gone. I think that's a quote.
That sounds right.
And to have him, by the way, love Lala.
Who doesn't love Lala?
The best follow on Twitter. To say it's unlikely he'd come back. If he was going to do anything, he'd go D-League, possibly go foreign. To have the basketball team give his number away to Charlie Moore, and to have him have a little talk with Bill in June, and to have it be announced that LeGerald will be coming back to the basketball team wearing a different number. So what do you think? He clears out that last scholarship spot. The team is set. Vic's back.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't know if you remember the quotes that Self had kind of leading up to this, like I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks before this, and someone brought up Vic, and he was like, no, like that. I think he's exploring other things, and don't expect him back. And it wasn't even like what happens if he decides he wants to come back. Self basically sounded like he'd close the door, like it wasn't even something he was considering, and it was a. The more I heard about it, the more I thought, well, there's no chance. Like it's like 5% or less that he would come back to Kansas. He's going to go do something else. And then to hear that he suddenly, hey, just kidding, he's back. You know, we were talking this over with some friends, and the first thing that we thought of was, I bet Self went in there and said, we have, I'm going to put a contract in front of you. And this is the contract with LeGerald. And you're going to sign this, and you're going to agree to all these things if you're going to come back here. And the more that you heard about last year and in years past, kind of off the court stuff, and I don't want to get into any of it, but it didn't sound like he was always the best influence on KU players, is just the way I'll put it. And the fact that this team is so young and so new, I think Self sort of liked the idea of not having him there for those past reasons. And so the fact that he agreed to come back and Self agreed to allow him to come back, and the players apparently are cool with it, I have to feel like they definitely kind of put a deal together to make sure, like, hey, this isn't even a 3-strike and you're out. This is a 1-strike and you're out thing. What do you think?
Well, I think if we can get LeGerald with all the good stuff of LeGerald and none of the bad stuff of LeGerald, right, which it seems like this whole process theoretically would eliminate some of the bad stuff. And we're kind of talking around things by saying the bad stuff, probably because we don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to get into it. Yeah.
But if we can get all the good stuff in with all the bad stuff, and you know what? Another part of that is that I'm not sure he even starts.
Oh, yeah. That's the crazy part. Like, you look at this returning roster, you know, he would probably be taking Marcus Garrett's spot. I mean, that's the...
I don't know. I mean, there's...
But that's the...
The freshman probably, could come in and start. Well, he's Grimes not guaranteed.
Start, right. I think we're all pretty clear Grimes will likely start.
At the three. Yep. And that's his spot. And we're so, not going to play this whole small ball thing because we have the guys... Base. We've got the guy. So I don't know where his role is. Maybe it's at the two. Maybe it's a tall two. But there were times where we were asking him to play a four the past couple of years.
Yeah, that ain't happening anymore. You know, the one thing he does bring back is three-point shooting. And,
exactly.
And that is, you know, you look – maybe Sel finally took a look at the team and thought, okay, I can either not fill this scholarship or fill it with a scrub, or I could bring back, you know, one of the best three-point shooters – if brought back for our team, like probably be the best on the team or close to it, with the baggage, is it worth it? If we can work some stuff out, I think he just kind of finally figured that it was. So we get a LeJerry Vick senior speech, maybe.
Oh man,
I'm setting the odds at a LeJerry Vick senior speech at. I think we'll likely get one. I'll put it at -150.
That he'll get one?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the length of it.
No, I'm talking about that he'll still be in
uniform. I'll set that line, too.
That he'll still be in uniform and able to in good order, give a speech as a senior. I hope he is. I hope, like you're exactly right. If we get the good LeJerry with none of the bad LeJerry, like, that could, like, he would be a huge addition to this team.
Let's not forget, he was possibly the best player on the court for us in November into December.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a Final Four team. And now, then, it didn't end up that way. But
and then he was also the most dog-housed player of the Dogs. That,
in the last two weeks. Like,
right. I mean, self-calling him out, seemingly, like every other game. We got some guys that just aren't, you know, aren't paying attention, aren't doing the right things, and I got a junior that doesn't have, like, it was so obvious he was talking about LeJerald Vick that, yeah, that was not good, but we'll see. We'll see. I like it. I do too.
I, you know, his generation's kind of passed him by, all his contemporaries. It's all new guys.
Yeah.
You know, no one's really, I mean, other than Udoka, I wouldn't necessarily put Udoka and him in the same class. I view Udoka as more of a new guy. So, you know, he'll have a Memphis connection with the Lawson brothers, but we'll see. We'll see how it's going. Let's move on and talk about our next topic, right, which is,
so excited,
quote unquote, NBA draft stuff. So I'll take the lead here. Had two guys drafted. Devontae Graham was drafted at number 34, the same position that Frank Mason was drafted a year prior. Also, Sviatoslav Mykhailiuk was drafted to the Lakers. And we'll talk about him in a little bit. But just to catch you up, Devontae, drafted by the Hawks, ended up in Charlotte. So he's from North Carolina. So that will be kind of a fun little spot for him. Hopefully he gets some playing time next year. And then Sviatoslav ended up with LeBron in Los Angeles, had himself a nice run in the summer league. A couple other guys got some looks. Malik Newman signed a contract with the Lakers to play on their summer league team, got injured, and I think was recently released. That's as of a couple days ago. So let's see if he can hop on with some other roster down the road. Plenty of time before training camp for him to show himself. Otherwise, I think he'll have a good showing because he's got the talent in the D League, or if he ends up overseas somewhere. So something else to keep an eye out on. So otherwise, is that what you expected for NBA draft stuff? Is that where you expected those guys to get drafted?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we all kind of assumed that they were both going to be second round picks. You know, what's funny is you saw Sfi in summer ball just freaking ball out, like one of the best players out there. And had he shown like more of that maybe before he could have ended up as a first round pick, you know, as it were. He held back and ended up in the second round, and Lakers got a steal in him, obviously, at 47. And I think is Fee its own topic? Do we need to hold off talking about
Fee? Fee is its own topic.
All right. Yes. So we won't go too crazy with Fee, but the rest of it, no, I'm not surprised Malik Newman didn't get drafted. I see Malik, don't you, just kind of looking at career trajectory, what if he turns into like the next Keith Langford?
That is exactly my thought.
Is it?
You know,
it
making tons of money in Europe.
Just go score absolutely 30 points a game in Europe. Like he could do that. Like that is exactly his game. But we'll see. I hope he you know, ends up somewhere that he can make a living. I think he will. But he could be that kind of guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I will keep an eye out on it, and he's got to stay healthy, but he's got that athleticism, that scoring ability, that shooting ability that, you know, he could just pummel guys in Europe, no matter what league he's in. So we'll keep an eye out on him, but hopefully he can get hook on with somebody in the league and stay there.
The only other one was Billy Preston that we had kind of briefly had in a Jayhawk uniform for however long that was. Did he end up with the Cavaliers summer team?
Is that he did. Right? I think he's still there.
Okay.
Because he's from Cleveland.
Okay.
So that was a big signing for the folks in Cleveland. So we'll see if he sticks around. My inkling is that he won't at least get an NBA contract, maybe a two-way deal gets worked out, spend some time in the D-League and work his way up. But he certainly got the talent. He just didn't get to show it last year because he was elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, that was that. So let's move on from Billy Preston. Is there anybody else to talk about? I think we covered it.
Yep.
Any other draft surprises?
I'm just talking Big 12. Zaire Smith goes in the lottery. Or I think he went 15, so close enough. Yeah. I think that's lottery. So that's, you know, he was someone who we thought would kind of take over the Big 12 next year. He had the talent. He kind of put everything together at the end of the season. But it's good that we won't see him on the Texas Tech squad next year. If we're looking at teams with players being brought back. So Zaire Smith goes to the NBA, signs with Puma.
How about that?
Signs with Puma. The other top two guys from the draft signed with Puma as well. So, you know, good for them. Good for Puma making a comeback. Hopefully Zaire Smith gets some good swag out of that. They haven't actually made the shoe yet. they just had signed him. So kind of
Puma's making a comeback just like KU football's making a comeback.
Yeah. Football's back. Football. All right. You want to move on to the next one?
Yes. I hope it's a football topic so I can say
football's back. It is not. It is rivalry renewed. This is the KU-MU alumni hoops game planned for July 28th. That is this week. That is next weekend. We're recording this on a Sunday. So that's next Saturday at Silverstein Eye Center in Independence. I know a little bit about this, but what do you know about this, Kevin?
I know very little. I knew that it was coming up. I knew that I'm pretty sure Brandon Rush is playing in it, right? The Rushes are doing the thing between the two of them. Okay.
I think it's a Kareem Rush idea. Brandon will also be present.
And then I think I heard like there was a pretty good KU showing of like Cole Aldrich and Darrell Arthur, and Mario is going to be back, and Brady Morningstar, Travis Relaford. That'd be kind of fun. So we'll see. And from the Missouri side, it's got to be Kim English, right? He's gonna be headlining that group of folks.
Yeah, I think he's on it. He's a couple other guys you might recognize. Doing? Michael Dixon, who I guess is a Mizzou alum. Kind of,
yeah.
Ricky Paulding. There's a chance of Trayvon Bryant, Arthur Johnson, and others, says Kareem Rush. Okay. So we'll see. Let's jump to the gun here. Are you in favor of this? Take the charity out of it. The money this raised for charity is going to be great. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's remove that element. What are your thoughts?
I'm cool with it because I think we're probably favored by about 15 points based on these two rosters.
Well, let's see. I mean, we don't know. This is a Kareem Rush brainchild. We don't know if they're going to be actually invited or if it's just going to be like five Brady Morningstars thrown out there.
Hey, hey, what are you trying to say about five Brady Morningstars? That team would be perfect.
They would make the best pass.
That team would be perfect.
I love Brady. I'm just saying.
I get
trust it. Missouri in them putting something like this together.
I get it. I think I'm fine with it. I don't, it's not that big of a deal to me. If we were going to redo the whole like exhibition thing from last year, every year, I don't think I'd like that. This deal where it's just like, the old timers playing against each other, whatever. I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Are you going to go?
No.
Okay.
Probably not. But that doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
If you were given a ticket to go, would you go?
If I was given a ticket to go and I like didn't have anything else going on, I would go. Okay.
All right, moving on to the next topic. We have Bill Self coaches the under 18 USA team to gold.
How about that?
And this was a roster that included Quentin Grimes. I think Quentin Grimes was one of the standouts of the tournament. I think he solidified himself in Bill Self's eyes as possibly, potentially, probably his number three, his swingman, his slasher, his small forward, whatever you want to call it. Really showed himself, really proved himself. Other guys were interested in for recruiting purposes, as this wasn't necessarily all incoming college freshmen, but there were some seniors. So Bill Self gets a leg up there. That being said, all the other college coaches were watching the practice, just not coaching the practice. So it's not necessarily a huge advantage. So did you follow this under 18 tournament much, Kevin? And what are your thoughts?
A little bit. I didn't watch any streams or anything, but I followed it a little bit just to see what was going on. And honestly, to check in and see how, Quentin Grimes is doing, and really well, I think is the answer. I'm pretty sure. Did you say it? Was he the MVP of the tournament? I think he was.
I don't know.
I think he was.
He was the standout. Everyone mentioned him as definitely
okay,
the
standout. I just pulled it up. He was definitely named tournament MVP. And
this tournament kind of turned him from maybe possibly potentially high NBA draft prospect to definitely high NBA draft prospect. I think he definitely went up a notch in a lot of the prognosticators and evaluators' mind after this tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that I don't know that the competition was amazing from everything we read and heard, but then again,
we were winning games by almost 100 points.
So
that was fun to watch on Twitter. Like, they're up by 40 through quarter and a half. They're up by 50 at halftime. They're up by 75 at the end of the third quarter. Are they going to do it? Oh, they won by 92. Like, oh, they almost had it. Almost had it. That was more fun than actually probably watching the game.
I think I remember reading something about how like KU was up, or KU, USA was up by like 65 points, and Bill Self was all pissed off about something.
Yeah, of course he was.
They're like, only Bill Self would like lose his mind about being up 65 points. So anyway, that was cool. The neat part was, wasn't Danny an assistant too? And I can't remember who else. There was another one that was good. But anyway, that's kind of cool. And honestly, I think these things are always good. Like, anytime you can get your foot out there, foot in the door for these types of things, obviously it's great to have a leg up. You know, you're coaching guys that could theoretically want to come to your school. They got a sense of how you coach. That's awesome, especially if they like it. And also, it could be a stepping stone. I don't know, Andrew. It could be a stepping stone. We did the Team USA thing with KU. We did the USA under 18 thing with Self. Is it possible that if Coach K, finally ages beyond whatever old he is, that Bill Self would be in the running to coach USA basketball?
Well, let me correct you there. Coach K is no longer the coach of USA.
Oh, that's
basketball.
Right.
It is Greg Popovich, who is not necessarily
he's not a spring chicken.
A young whippersnapper. This will probably, he'll coach in 2020, but after I can't imagine him coaching the Olympics in 2024. So maybe by 2024, Bill Self can step in and kind of that Coach K. and you know, lead that. So, I mean, that'll be up for grabs amongst a bunch of people. I think Brad Stevens will be considered for that. Yeah. And I think John Calipari really wants it.
Billy Donovan too. Like, there's a several guys that would probably make some sense for that. But yeah, we'll see. I think that's
gets himself in good graces with USA Basketball, with the folks who run that, and show that he can adapt to different playing styles, adapt to the international style of game, which he certainly has been able to do.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I just want to correct you. The other coach on that coaching staff, Kevin, was Joe Dooley.
Oh, how did I miss that?
It's just the old band back together.
Doomsday.
Self, Manning, and Dooley. Yeah.
Man, so, those guys, you know, all they did up there was just get hammered.
The old gang.
You know, they were like, hey, let's, what do you got going on this summer? You need some time away from the family? I got an idea. Why don't we just go up here and...
let's go coach some kids.
Let's go win by 60 and drink every night.
Yeah.
You know they did too. That's
funny. Yeah. So that's a good deal. Good for him, and good for him to get out there and coach, go coach some kids, get in front of them kids. Maybe some of them will come to KU next year. This is and good for Grimes to get comfortable with self. I think that's another thing. What you looking at? Step your game up. What you waiting for? And now moving on, we're going to talk about our favorite topic of the past 4 years, and that is Sviatoslav Mykhailiuk gets drafted to the Lakers and gets a pretty good deal, Kevin. He's not going to be this guy who's going to float in between the D-League and kind of don't know if he's going to be around or not. It seems like the Lakers are thinking he's an important part of their roster, at least for now. I mean, that's with considering LeBron hunting for other all-stars out there and having no one over the age of 27 on his team right now other than himself. So Sviatoslav, great. Summer League, a lot of the people noticed his performances in the Summer League. He was on Twitter, shitting guys up, crossing them over, hitting those three-pointers. Most people noticed Josh Hart. He got the MVP of the Summer League. But Sviatoslav was a big part of that Summer League runner-up. Did you get to watch any of his Summer League stuff?
I actually did watch some of it because it was kind of fun, and there were a lot of like highlights and things that people were posting. So I would go do that. But he had some really good kind of ankle breaking crossovers. He was doing, you know, showing his, he can get to the hoop and making long three pointers, which none of that surprises any of us. And I think the most surprising thing was just the fact that, you know, he was doing all of this in such a fashion that it was like, he not only does he look good, but he looks like he belongs, and he looks like he's actually, like, you know, super legit. And this is sort of what we've been hearing about Svi for years, right? Since he was 15 years old, that this is what he was supposed to be. He was going to be in the NBA. And I mean, I know I've told the story like 17 times, but I remember Self saying straight up to my face, when we were at some event together, he said, the Spurs told me he's one of the best shooters on the planet. And I was like, for a high school student? He's like, no, like right now. And that was before he was even on campus at KU. And so it makes total sense that he's finally, you know, kind of coming into his own, and it's really cool to see.
I think so too. My last thought on it is, like, when I was watching him, you know, I couldn't help but have this go through my head a little bit of, why couldn't he have done a little more of that for
right?
us? And he looked like Devontae. You know, he was driving to the hole, and obviously there's other guys on the team, you know, doing some of that, but he looked great. He looked incredibly athletic, and that athleticism didn't necessarily come through 100% of the time at KU. He was, for the most part, known as a spot-up shooter, but he's a lot more. I mean, he obviously developed that game his last 2 years. But
yeah.
He looks well beyond where he was in March.
So he's got a three-year deal, $4.6 million with a team option. And I think you got to be pretty happy with that as a middle-of-the-second-round pick.
Absolutely.
There are not many of them out there that are getting that deal. So that's especially locked up before the season. Like that's what's so wild. It's just not only is he they like him, but they're like, we want to make sure that this is locked in. So good for him.
And LeBron's gonna need shooters and
yep.
Sfee's a shooter.
He is. I hope he gets some minutes because he's gonna be a lot of fun to watch. And obviously every single Lakers game is gonna be on TV. So now I have a reason to watch to see if Sfee's playing.
That is true. Ridiculously, you know, sometimes guys get buried in Sacramento, get buried like Daryl Arthur in Denver or some of these other places. And you know, we get to watch them, but we're going to get to be able to watch
Sfee. We're going to see some Sfee. Yep.
With LeBron on that team, we're going to be able to watch him.
Yep.
Okay, Kevin, moving on to the next topic. This is probably the most important topic
that
we'll
back?
Cover. KU football is back, but that's not the topic.
Dang it.
Since we've last talked,
I didn't get to hear what the actual topic was. Say that again.
You're serious.
It cut out.
We hired a new athletic director.
How about that?
His name is Jeff Long. He was the former athletic director of the University of Arkansas until very recently. We fired Shane Zinger earlier this summer, and we made a move, and Jeff Long is the new guy. This is what I know about him. He was regarded as a wizard. He was regarded as a guy at the top of his industry as of several years ago. He was on the football selection committee. I think he was the chairman of the football selection committee. He was regarded as some kind of magician when he got Brett Bielema to come out of Wisconsin and take the Arkansas job, because Brett Bielema seemed to be like a lifer in Wisconsin. Brett Bielema has an okay, pretty good start, and then kind of crashes and burns at Arkansas, and Jeff Long kind of goes with him. The firing of Jeff Long divided the Arkansas fan base. This is from what I've gathered, Devin. I don't know if you've heard similar things. Divided the fan base, where half of the people said he's got to go because of Brett Bielema, and the other half saying he is an incredible AD, got us a new football stadium renovation. We said he was a genius when he got Brett Bielema initially from Wisconsin. So this guy's got a pedigree, and I don't necessarily feel bad that he was, you know, recently fired from a big time school. I view it as he's got a chip on his shoulder. He didn't do much wrong other than stick with a guy he hired. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good hire. We, you know, looking at the cast of folks that they were looking at, we obviously knew it was going to be somebody with a football pedigree. Jeff Long obviously has a football pedigree. He's hired 3 or 4 outstanding coaches. You know, I say what you will about how he left. I still tend to think that when you fire 2 coaches as an AD, you start looking around to decide when your next AD position is going to be. And Shane Zinger was obviously right there. He had to get the third one right, and he didn't, and so he was gone. And Jeff Long, obviously higher expectations at Arkansas for football, but the pedigree, when you look at his bio, man, I mean, he's got everything checked off, and he's an excellent fundraiser, seems like a good dude, and you know, extremely highly regarded. Like everyone, even like random people were like, wow, this is a great hire, you know, putting out statements in support of Jeff Long. I don't know, maybe they all just have the same agent, but it was surprising to see that. And obviously KU, they rolled out the piggy bank for him too. He's one of the highest paid ADs in the country now, so it's not like Jeff Long didn't have options. I think he probably could have gone other places if he, you know, held on and decided to see what else he could get. KU was a good offer, and obviously they're going to pay him well, and hopefully he can come in and get the football program on the right track.
I think so too. You know, we'll see. You get new president, new university president come in, take for small box to say that university presidents, their job is not to only hire a football or athletic director. I think a lot of people think that, oh, we got a new president, so his one job is to hire an athletic director, and then the one job of the athletic director is to hire a football coach. University presidents do a lot more than that. So we did get Doug Girard. Is that his name?
Yeah,
Girard,
I think that's right.
In, so he wants to get his own athletic director, his own folks, and then Jeff Lung's going to have an opportunity more than likely to hire a football coach, barring a miracle, which brings us to the next topic, Kevin. Uh-oh. KU football's back.
Yes, KU football is back. Andrew, there's something in the air, you know, like it's palpable. It? Yeah,
I can smell it. KU football is back.
I think it's back. Something feels different. And I think personally for me, it's because KU football is back. And we have Andrew.
We don't mean back as in like it's almost fall. We mean back.
Exactly. It's not football season. We're not talking about that.
It is almost football season, but that's just dictated by the calendar. We're talking about being back.
It's back. Is it all the way
back? Team football's back.
It's not all the way back, but it's back.
But it's back.
But it's back. Team I think it's back.
So, you know, a couple of things. We've got a football media day happened last week, and it looks like we've got a quarterback controversy, Kevin.
We do.
Those are always QB fun to talk about. It looks like Peyton Bender, Carter Stanley, and Miles Kendrick might be up for the quarterback. Can you handicap that race for us?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know if I can. And I've sort of read some stuff and, you know, slightly followed, probably more than the average fan, but I don't really have a great sense of who's going to win that race. If I had to put a favorite out there, I think I put Peyton Bender very slightly ahead. But part of me hopes it's Miles Kendrick. And not because my son's name is Miles, but because Miles Kendrick is the new blood. And he is 5'10", 180 pounds of dual threat quarterback, which sounds a lot of fun to see if he can actually perform. I don't know though. I mean, we obviously saw what Stanley and Bender can do from a little bit. I mean, I'm not sure where you can hold last year, their performance, fully, on their shoulders, but you know, we saw some, and I don't know that we saw, you know, Big 12 caliber quarterback play, And maybe you need the spark plug. Maybe you can get Miles to be that, but we'll see. I am not confident on any of them though, from a who's going to be the starter day one. And I could probably honestly say it doesn't matter because they're probably all going to play, and they're probably all going to start.
That's right.
Because something's right. going to happen.
We know this. We know this movie. We've seen this movie before. All right, so we all can agree that KU football is back. Like, that's a given. We don't have to argue about
that.
Everyone's on the same page there. Two questions for you. One, did you renew your season tickets?
No.
You didn't? Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'll go to some games. Family stuff makes it a little harder. I will go to games. It's just as easy. It's not like it's hard to get tickets. Will I go tailgate? Absolutely. But will I go to every game? Probably not. And paying season tickets economically, it just didn't make a lot of sense because you're paying, you know, $60 a ticket. And then I go to three games and you know what I mean?
And you could get in for five.
And you could get in for five. I could sit wherever I want.
Okay.
Now,
so
next year,
I'll mark you down.
If we get a new coach and I like the coach, I'll renew just out of principle.
Yeah, you'll get front row seats for less miles.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to talk about that in the future, whether we're having pipe dreams regarding who we could possibly get. Second question, I'm not questioning your bona fides here, but can you name any other KU football player other than the three we just mentioned?
Yeah, a few. We've got, Charles Sims, wide receiver, is back.
That's right. That's right.
Correct.
He's probably your best player, right?
You know, from the wide
receiver.
I think so. I better look. He's going to return as a senior?
Oh, man.
All right, I'm looking. Charles Sims.
Junior. Steven Sims, dude.
I'm sorry, Steven Sims.
You're thinking
Sims.
Charles Gordon.
Did I say Charles? I meant Steven Sims. He's back.
Probably our best player, right?
Mike Lee's back.
Cornerback, right?
It was slash safety. Let's see, who else defense is back?
We'll put him in that, because it's pretty nebulous in KU football.
Daniel Wise is back. He tested, didn't he?
All right.
He's back.
I'll give you some credit for that. This is probably more than I could have done. I know all those names, but I probably couldn't have come up with it.
Well, sure you could have.
Yeah, I know.
Can you name our punter?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Man, I used to know the starting lineup top to bottom, even the backups. We need to get to the point where I can know these things again.
I know. It is kind of embarrassing.
Time. Yeah, we have a podcast about KU sports, and man, we struggle to even come up with this.
Joe Dineen's back. How can we forget about Joe Dineen?
Yeah, he's my dude. We were talking about him before the podcast, so you know I knew that was.
All right, so I think I did okay there. That's about
KU
it,
KU football is back. That's the bottom line. And we've got our first game coming up in, I think, 5 weeks? Five to six. It's not far off, Kevin.
Wait a minute, Andrew. Wait a minute. James Sosinski.
Oh, tight end. Final four participant, James Sosinski.
He's got a ring.
Scored the last bucket of the year, last basket of the year for the Kansas Jayhawks. Scored, you know, one of the last baskets of the year for the entire college basketball, James Sosinski.
KU football is so back.
So back.
It is so back.
We're just starting early. We're just sitting on that take, sitting on the KU football's back take. So when it does happen, you can hear it here first.
We're parking early on that.
Parking early.
We're buying that.
Eventually, right?
We're buying that domain before it becomes a thing.
Right. All right, man. Let's finish this out. Let's go quickly through this one. KU NBA draft or NBA moves, roster moves. A couple things. Cole Aldrich got waived from the Timberwolves, has not signed anywhere yet. Daryl Arthur traded to Phoenix. Macklemore traded back to Sacramento, which is terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. Although he's with Frank.
He is with Frank. Does he know Frank?
I don't think so.
Right. So I don't think Macklemore is long for this league, unfortunately, but we'll see. We will see. A couple other guys we'll catch you up on later when the entire free agency kind of clears out, but those are the big moves so far. Moving on to the next topic. Oh, man, that means FBI is last.
We can come up with an 11th topic.
Okay, so the next topic is who starts a point guard?
Ooh, this is a fun one.
What do you think? Who starts a point guard?
Oh. This is
I'm gonna go Charlie Moore.
I think I am too. I think he's the right choice to start the season. Will Dotson potentially take that over at some point? That's the question. But I think they're both pretty good. I mean, everything we're hearing.
Right.
I mean, Charlie Moore was
in a different lineup. They could probably play together. A different lineup.
Yeah, you're right.
But not this one.
Not this one. Dotson's a five-star recruit. You know, I think he was an All-American, McDonald's All-American. I could be wrong on that, but he was close to it. He was in the top 20-ish in ratings. And he's fast. He kind of goes downhill. Different kind of player. I think Charlie's probably maybe a little better scorer. And, you know, he's obviously got a year of college ball behind him where Dotson doesn't, and set out another year. So he's a little bit more grown up. You know, he'd theoretically be a junior rather than a freshman, you know, by years. So I think I'm going to give it to Charlie Moore. I really hope it's an awesome competition, though, because they're obviously both going to play. Like, they'll certainly be in the rotation. But, that'll be interesting to watch.
I think so, too. And they're both obviously talented. I think they've got slightly different skill sets.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously – both are going to be relied upon. And I think that Charlie's been around for a year. He seems like he's a hustle guy, which is going to endear him to Bill Self, you know, at least up front. And unlike Frank Mason, the past, you know, 4 years up until last year, and unlike Devontae Graham, the past 4 years that he's been here, that position is not going to be asked to score a lot of points.
That's true.
That is not the primary spot where we're going to score points.
You better get that ball inside.
Frank led the team in scoring last year or 2 years ago. And then the year before, Lynn, last year, it was Devontae. These are point guards who are leading the team. The point guard this year is not going to lead the team in scoring. It's going to be more than likely Dedrick Lawson. It could be Quentin Grimes, but it's not going to come from that position. So it's going to be a completely different kind of look in terms of where our production is going to come from. It'll be different. And I think that when you consider it that way, I think Charlie Moore has more of that facilitator mindset, just from what we know about him at California, him at Berkeley, and then what we know about Dodson as well.
High low is back.
Who knows? But I put, what was that?
High low is back.
High low is probably back. We'll have to get into that because I'm stoked for high low. We haven't seen high low since Perry Ellis, Kevin.
Oh, man. You know, and Diedrich's a good passer, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, if you read the Star,
Jesse told me he's the best good passer.
He's a passer, best passer on the team. So stoked for the Lawson Twins.
Oh, so stoked.
Okay, let's do this next topic very quickly because there's not a ton of information. But the last topic, and then we'll have to make one up for the end, is the FBI update, Kevin. We received a subpoena. You're a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. Subpoenas happen all the time. But if you're a layperson, it's kind of scary. And it's very, you can, you know, create a lot of drama if you're a certain Yahoo Sports reporter regarding the story regarding that. So obviously they're going to be asked to provide information, and that's what the subpoena is doing. So I don't think it needs to be sensationalized. I think that the answer was that they didn't have much to provide, but they were unable to give said Yahoo Sports reporter what he wanted. Much to his chagrin. So yeah. what do you think about the subpoena? And then beyond that, I think the ultimate question we have looming for this Jayhawk team next year is, will Silvio De Sousa be a Jayhawk?
So will about the subpoena, I think Dennis Dodd, of course, got involved too, and he was tweeting all about it and said, you know, Kansas Bill Self says latest Yahoo report is, quote, not news. And so I really jumped on hashtag not news, like hashtag fake news.
Oh, I love not news. I didn't see that. Yeah. I wish I would have seen that. Oh, that's good.
So hashtag not news is going to be a thing that I'm going to say that no one else will understand, but you will. And that's all that matters. Just plus people that know fake news, but don't know not news. Be like, not news,
not news. It's fake news. We can just have a whole discussion about what fake news and that whole conversation, but not news is actually a very direct statement. Like, this is not news. This isn't news that you're reporting. Like, it's sensationalized drabble. I mean, it's
the failing it's Lawrence news. Journal world. Not news.
Not news. All right, let's get to Sylvia question. What's your instincts tell you here? What's your gut tell you?
I think he'll play. I don't think they'll get this figured out for like 5 years.
And it seems like it was Maryland that was on the hook because they're the one who paid got the initial cash or was involved initially. And then he seemed to want to do a completely different thing outside of that arrangement. So I don't know. If that's to be believed, that was news. But,
you know,
if that report was to be believed.
The question is, you know, which is sort of the Billy Preston issue. Do you play the guy knowing theoretically he could be ruled ineligible? I think that Self will have to get some comfort from the NCAA that he can play him. Don't you think? Right. I don't think they're going to do it just willy-nilly. Obviously, they would have done the same with Billy Preston if that was the mantra. I think that that's not the case. So we'll see. My guess is, though, that they will have to get pretty comfortable with playing him. And right now, Self is saying for what it's worth that they haven't heard anything to date that would cause them to not play him. So he's planning on playing him for now. And I hope he does, because man, he'd be him and mixed in with Diedrich and Doak. That's a fun squad. So, we'll see.
All right. What do you want to do? How do you want to do this podcast?
How about some Hey Jeeves?
I regard this. What's that?
Hey Jeeves.
Oh, Hey Jeeves. I didn't do it, but I can come up with them. I didn't do it, but I'll be ready. So remember, Hey Beal, we got a whole new season. This is season 6 or season 7 of Jayhawk Talk. I don't know what it is. This is episode 1 of season 6. We'll just call it that. So we don't do Hey Bill anymore. We do Hey Jeff.
Hey,
we have a new athletic director, Jeff Long. And Jeff Long, I'm sure, is going to be making a trip around the state, getting questions asked from random people. So we're just going to ask some of those questions here and hope that Jeff Long can answer that. So
you want me to kick it off?
You can go first. Yeah, you can go.
Okay, I'll kick it off. Hey, Jeff. I know you're known as a fundraiser and all. I got this one suggestion for you. It's called the Gridiron Club. See, instead of a new stadium, you just build up the existing one, put suites right up on top of the rooftop. You know what I'm saying? And think of it as like, instead of a new stadium, you just build up. See, all I really want is to have a suite on top of the roof, and I'll buy one right now if you say that we're going to do the Gridiron Club all the way up on top, all the way up on top of the birds.
Hey, Jeff, I'd like to follow up on his question. When you build that Gridiron Club, what kind of cheese are you going to put on the nachos? Is it going to be that cheese that comes out like where it's liquid? It's kind of like half liquid, half solid, and it's like a very orange, yellowy color. Or is it going to be just like that sprinkle of regular cheese you get from the Kmart and you put it in the microwave? Because that really is the make or break for me on whether I buy it.
Hey, Jeff. There's an idea I've been kicking around for the football team, coach. I thought I'd run by you. See, instead of hiring a coach, you save that money, invest it in like a supercomputer coach, all right? Like a Watson or what have you. You know, like a Watson? Instead of Watson, call it like Watt Geno or something like that. Just like Watt Geno. Let's do that. Supercomputer coach.
I'd like to follow up on his question. I think if you just put your little houndstooth fedora on top of that supercomputer, you just call it Bear Bryant 2.0. I think we got ourselves a dynasty here, Mr. Long. I've always thought that blockchain was a football move, a defensive football move. So we just get the Bear Bryant 2.0 blockchain defense, and I think we got ourselves a dynasty. I don't think we'll lose a game until 2031.
Freaking blockchain. Hey, Jeff, what's your best guess on how long it's going to be till we go to another Orange Bowl? You think like next year or maybe sooner? I've been jonesing to use that orange emoji, you know, next to a football.
But, you know, they might change that. Hey, the guy down there asking the question, they might change that. We need to go to an Orange Bowl quick.
Hey,
I'm out.
Hey, Jeff.
You got more? Go ahead.
Hey, speaking of emojis, what's your favorite emoji? See, my favorite's that money flying wings feller. I picture you as maybe a windsock guy or, you know, maybe like that monkey with its ears or like a fried egg or something. What's your favorite emoji?
You look like a guy after being around Brett Bielema as the monkey with his hands over his ears. That's what you look like. Like, that's a pig suey move right there.
Oh, all right, there you go. Right. Hey, Jeff.
I'm out.
Good work.
Hey, Jeff. All right. How do you want to do this? So blockchain. This is obviously like there's middle.
More jokes. There's more jokes there, but the blockchain football.
About the computer blockchain. Yeah. Let's go with that.
We need to dig deeper into that. There's a
blockchain because blockchain, it sounds like a football thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a football thing. There's more to that story. We're gonna have to.
Maybe that's what we should call our revitalized KU football's back defense. We'll call it the blockchain. The KU blockchain, and that does it again.
Oh, man.
Shuts out Oklahoma again. The blockchain the does blockchain, it.
Like
for, we just need a good defense now.
Like, we just have to have a good defense for this to work. We've got the blockchain.
All right. We're squatting on this. Blockchain used as a defensive term for collegiate football is now reserved by this podcast.
We should just do so unironically, just completely mention that like in passing to people like, oh man, did you see that blockchain lineup?
Blockchain at it again. Blockchain at it.
They really damn. Got it going. all right.
Decentralized security system. All these guys act on their own, but it's all one cohesive unit.
It's like a ledger. It's a ledger.
It's like a ledger.
It's like a ledger. It's super safe. All right. There you go. That's all right. I think that's all we got.
Yeah, that's all we got. I do want to do a KU football centric episode, and I think I have a guest lined up for us. I haven't told you about this. So I'm going to leave that out there as a little teaser for you, Kevin.
Is it Tobin Operum?
I wish it was Tobin. It's not Tobin. It's not. We got to get a hold of Tobin. Whatever happened to Tobin?
I don't know, but we can find him, I'm sure.
Oh, man. Too bad there's not like a D League for football because he would be crushing it for the Fort Wayne Capitals or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
On both ways. He played both ways.
That's true. We have a football podcast then coming next. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I think we're going to do a football deep dive. I'm going to do the work, do some work.
Good for you.
And get myself caught up with this football team. You should do the same.
Okay. There's a good chance.
We're going to do this you guys at home. Yeah. So you guys at home don't have to.
That's
we're
going to exactly do it for right. you. I was just going
to tell you the things you need to know.
If you dive into the football team and you know it like well enough to do a full podcast about it, there's a chance you'll know more about KU football than like everyone, but maybe David Beatty.
Right. Probably Jesse Newell. Like maybe the guys on the team, but
like JK, like those guys that cover it. Sure. They don't count, but like anybody else.
Yeah.
The casual right. fan
let's,
is
let's
not
do a dive.
Reviewing.
Let's do a deep dive. I mean, we watched every game last year. We went to every game. So like we know enough.
Do we have enough players to do a two deep?
I don't think so. We kind of do, but like it's getting a little scary in terms of the scholarship numbers.
Yeah. I've heard some things.
We'll get there. We don't have to do the research to let you know. So we're going to do all the research to get you caught up on what you really need to know KU football wise. You know, that'll be important.
All right. Well,
maybe do some more hate GFs.
Hey, GF. Football's back. That's the one thing we can say. Football's back. KU football.
Football's back. Sviatoslav is going to be the rookie of the year. And that's it.
I think that's all we have for you. Yep. Thanks so much for listening in. You can find us at Jayhawk Talk, at Sherlock Hoops. Andrew's probably going to have to change his Twitter account to at Sherlock Football because he is so excited KU football is back. You can find us out there. Please leave us a 5-star review on the good old iTunes if you don't mind. Interact with us. Give us your hey GIFs if you'd like on the old Twitter bug, and we will catch you up next time on KU football, whenever that is in a week or three. Until then, rock jock.
I tried to tell them every time we on the court. I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real.
Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans.
Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering. Nine times get to cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild. Night before the final four, you can't even sleep now. Yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down. March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawks.